what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious and joyful Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Benuni.
How are you doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. Just excited to dive into the weekend, but not before recapping the latest episode of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. This is episode 5 from season 2. It went crazy at the end. It was sort of a, I kind of felt like it was kind of a humdrum episode. It was just, things were just sort of happening, little conversations. And I was like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, boom. I mean, I could not believe how it ended.
That's the show. You know, you're like, what is this? And then you're laughing on the floor, and then you're horrified. And then you're laughing again. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. So let's dive into it. We start
up, Ultimate Thirst. It's episode 5 of season 2. And we start with a golf cart sound. I don't know why I put that, but there you go. It's a golf cart sound. So we started off.
Yeah, there's a hot air balloon being set up on Dorinda's lawn, because she has that much lawn that you can set up a hot air balloon on it. And they're setting that up, and then Dorinda's waking up, and she's all happy. She's like, yeah, good old-fashioned Alka-Seltzer never lets me down. You've been good to me for many, many years.
God, employee of the decade, Alka-Seltzer in that house. And so Jill is in the diary room, and she's like, oh, my God, is there any way we can close the door? Because I'm pretty sure they could all hear me in here. I don't want them to hear me. I'm traumatized from what happened last night. Please, can we closer towards this attic, please?
Yeah, and then Dorinda's still just downstairs, sort of puttering around with a big smile on her face. Like, hi, Marco. You're running a little slow this morning. All right, let's go over the itinerary. And then upstairs, Jill is like, okay, someone stand at the door. Someone stand at the door. You don't know what happened, okay? They just burst in last night. Someone's got to do that. You know what, there's a little, you know, there's underlying tension and a little bit of history. And it's not even a big deal. But last night, I didn't even bring it up. She brought it up. She brought up herself.
And then we see a clip of last night of all of them shoved in there with Dorinda telling Jill off, going, move over. Hey, you know what? You know what, Jill? You can cry. You're crying and you can cry. Hey, you got the mascara to show it. Like, Dorinda is trying to fake crying at Jill.
Yeah,
and she's mad that Jill has mascara running to prove that she's crying. And Jill's like, what are you even talking about? And then Dorinda going, I supported you for years. Bobby, when Bobby died, I sat at the funeral. And then everything. And then, two weeks later, you were dating Gary? I was even supportive of that. It's like, wow, you went to a funeral? Amazing. Friendship? Wow, friendship medal.
Yeah, I feel like it's weird to say you went to a funeral and supported you at a funeral, as if that's like not what you normally do at a funeral.
I feel like
that's sort of part of the deal. So then Jill's like, you know what, I gotta be the voice of reason here, because it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs with her. Okay, it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And then we just see other people doing stuff out, you know, Eva's doing her radio show, the radio show that sparked this huge fight. And Vicky's sleeping, and, you know, they're just sort of all gathering around, milling about, getting ready for this hot air balloon, that ride, sort of not really a ride, it's like an ascent that they'll be doing a little bit later, you know?
Yeah, so they all start gathering, and Dorinda's like, all right, Marco, sorry, I've been saying Marcos, because you know what I watch Below Deck? And I've got to stop that, because some Marcos have S's at the end, and some Marcos are just Marco. Okay, unless you're saying there's two Marcos, because then there's an S at the end, but it's not a S, it's a Z. Thank you, Alka-Seltzer. So she's telling Marco to go wake everybody up. And she's like, I'm sick of being the bad guy. I'm like, really? Because you just yelled at a woman who lost her husband while insinuating in the same sentence that she was cheating on said sick husband. So I'm really not sure where you're coming from here today, ma'am. But she's explaining to everyone outside the hot air balloon is just going up and down. And Tamara's like, well, Brenda's not doing it, bitch. And Brandy's like, yeah, I have a fear of heights. I mean, like, what if a bird goes on and it crashes? I saw that on TMZ. You know what else I saw on TMZ? You falling down drunk every other day and on drugs. Now, how are you more afraid of some like an innocent flight up there? Lord knows, you know, you'd put all that helium in your body if it was injectable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the birds are more afraid of what they've seen of Brandy on TMZ than what Brandy should be afraid of birds. The birds are like, we got to steer clear of Bluestone Manor. But it looks nice. No, Brandy Glanville's there. I've seen her on TMZ too many times.
Yeah, the hot air balloon industry definitely has more to fear from you, ma'am.
Yeah, and Jill has a really amusing reaction to finding out that there's a hot air balloon on the front yard. She goes, the hot air balloon is here? Fuck me. I'm like, oh, okay. Wow.
So yeah, they thought they were going to have to travel. They're all just shocked that someone has enough land that they can have a hot air balloon put together in their backyard, you know?
Yeah, so they're all sort of sitting outside, and Jill is like, can we talk about the elephant in the room? She has no recollection of the damage she did to me. Not an apology, nothing, okay?
The damage she did to me.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to bring it up, but if someone else does, I would appreciate it.
And Phaedra's like, well, Dorinda is not afraid of confrontation. She'll go right into it. She's like a little Mike Tyson. I don't think she'll bite your ear off, though. Phaedra just cracking herself up this whole season. Yeah. So then Tamara's like, okay, we'll talk about it. And Phaedra goes, please, after the balloon. So then there's a frog in between the couch and the table doing splits, which I thought was so funny. It's like the frog has one leg on the couch, one leg on the table, and it's doing the splits in an episode about thirst.
Yeah.
The frog is thirsty.
The frog is like just trying. It's like, I've seen Kyle Richards do this. I think I can do it. Like, just got that. The legs are open. The frog's just like excited. And then like Tamara goes up to it. She's like, hey, let me help you. And she like pokes it with her nail. And it's like, oh, bitch. And like takes its leg off. And now it's like, fine. I'll just be stuck on this rattan chair, even though I was trying to do a move. I was trying to stretch. This is called frog yoga. But I guess you have no regard for that at Cut Fitness.
Oh, it's the splits frog. Oh, hi, splits frog. Oh, do that thing where you take your ponytail and you whip it around. Do that thing. All right, come on. I'll help you move. And they're like, oh, my God. It just peed on you.
Yes, the frog just peed. I love how Dorinda is just, like, fearless. Because I'm not one of those people. I never was one of those kids that, like, would pick up frogs. I feel like you said once that you did pick up frogs. But I'm not. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. No, I don't touch frogs. But, like, she just goes and scoops up the frog and like moves it to the lawn and just like full on pees on her hand. And then Jill makes a very forced joke. She goes, I think that frog was in the room last night and saw what she did to me. I think it was peeing for me. Just saying. I don't think it was a revenge pee on the frog's part. The frog
that
like,
dog saw how Dorinda terrorized me last night. So Dorinda is in the kitchen, you know, washing her hands, and Vicky's there in one of her, you know, Canal Street Chanel sweatshirts, and she's like, I'm gonna wash my hands, the frog peed on me. And Vicky's just like, oh,
it was like a lot of information for Vicky to receive at once. And honestly, I think that's fair for most people. If someone just walked in to the kitchen and said, oh, I need to wash my hands because a frog just peed on me, I'd be like, wait, what?
Well, you missed it, Tamara. So now we're back outside. You missed it, Tamara. The whole thing in the living room. Hi. Because Dorinda walks out. And Dorinda's like, oh, you're talking. You know what? You don't have to stop. You can talk with me right here. Look at me. It's happy, Dorinda. I'm just going to sit here and cross my legs after saving everybody from the split frog. Okay? Go ahead. It would have started calling you an alcoholic in the back of a limousine soon. So you're lucky I did. But go ahead, Jill. Go ahead, Jill. And she's like, you know what? I do think we should talk, but I think we should do it after the hot air balloon, which takes a lot of concentration on everyone's part. So
yeah, and Dorinda's like, no, let's do it right now. So Jill goes, do you remember last night? Because this is Jill's whole thing. This episode is booze shaming. And Dorinda's like, 100%. I remember you wanted to be on the show. And poor Eva's just trying to do a job. And then you come and you say, can I sit and just watch? Which, honestly, I think it's a little bit thirsty. I mean, what are you, a frog doing splits on Wayfair furniture? I mean, God, this is crazy. So Jill's like, she's like, really? I mean, I'd like to get Eva's opinion about it. Why don't we bring her down right now? Why about after when she's done with her show? Why don't we bring her down? We'll get her opinion about it.
And then we cut to Eva, and she's like, today on the show, Eva's Corner, co-parenting. That's what we're going to talk about. Could you imagine if Jill had been on the... Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. It's hard to co-parent even when you live with your husband, who's the father of the child, okay? Am I right? Do men... Amen. Can you put your socks in the laundry? Like, is that so hard to do? Okay? It's a hamper. You open the top, you put the socks in. Am I right?
This hamper, Jill and Allie. So then Dorinda's like, she's like, listen, I say leave her alone. She's clearly trying to give you a message that she doesn't want you to be there. So just let her do a job. It just looks a little thirsty, Jill. That's what looks a little thirsty. So then they all start like weighing in on whether or not it was thirsty, because Tamara didn't think it looked thirsty. And Taylor thought like, well, she's like, well, maybe Jill is a little thirsty. But, you know, if you know Jill, that's just Jill. I mean, like, it's a radio show, girls. Take a breath. Okay.
Well, look, I was just trying to support her, like, as an audience, okay? That's what I was there for. Yeah, but you didn't get the message, Jill. Dink, dink, you've got an email. You're thirsty. Okay, subject header, you're thirsty. And she's like, but look, I didn't get the message. But you know what, Dorinda? Why do you have to be so mean about it? You know, that's the thing. Like, why do you have to be so mean to me? You destroyed me, Dorinda, okay? Traumatized. Okay, and Dorinda's like, you know what? I don't think I was doing that. You were. Okay, well, you know what? I don't have this problem with anyone else. You do, Dorinda. You do. No, I don't. I don't have this problem anywhere else in my life. No one else. Dorinda, then, like, girl, are you kidding?
Then the montage. Night one, Dorinda yelling at you, vaccines. Night two, yelling at Brandy, serpent mouth, mouth of a serpent, voice of a butterfly. And then night four, yeah, Tamara, you better come to the aerobics.
Yeah. You want me to talk to you like a child? Okay, here, I'll talk to you like a child. Don't put fucking food in my bedroom, you little fucker. Okay, there. That's how I talk to children.
So Dorinda's like, you know, just get it all out, because you're obviously very upset about it right now. She goes, you know, Jill's like, I said that you're right. And well, yeah, and then you started crying. You didn't cry, baby. And Vicky's like, no, she didn't cry right away. Okay, there was like a pause. And then she cried. Okay, that's when she started crying.
And Vicky's like, you know, I don't think that Dorinda knows how to apologize. Like, whoever told her to call her book Make It Nice should have told her to call it Make It Not Nice. Not nice. Because that's what it is. It's not nice.
Okay, so you think my delivery's bad. I think you overreacted. There we go. So they call a truce. That's where they decide, like, and we're all good. Which, you know, is not going to last much more than 5 minutes. So then Phaedra's like, I want to change my wig, my unit. She's like, I only recently started wearing units about 6 months ago when I got my first movie role. That's an appropriate name, a unit, not a wig. A wig is so yesterday.
A unit is like 3 decades ago, ma'am. Or 4 now, I guess. Like units in the mall. And she's like, you can put on a wig and be someone totally new. Now, Phaedra, listen. I have read all of the Phaedra scandals. You remember how much I loved the Phaedra crime scandals back in the day? Like all of the stuff Phaedra was accused of doing with Apollo and had all of these like secret like car, you know, was it like stealing cars from dealerships and changing the VIN? I loved all of those rumors. You know how to use a wig. Let's stop pretending you just discovered wigs, okay? Wigs and trench coats.
Yeah. So then it's time to go up in the balloons. So they go up in the balloons. Phaedra's like, my wig. And then they're just like, they're going up and down. And Jill's like, how great is it for Dorinda to finally be able to see her house from up above? How wonderful is that? And Dorinda, of course, is getting choked up. She's like, seeing my property, knowing I've been able to maintain it as a woman without Richard.
So then Jicky, they put Jicky, that's Jill and Vicky as a couple. Jicky with it. So they take a turn and Vicky's like, so what do you do? Like, what do you do if you see the blue light caught on fire? Like, what if it crashed? And they're like, Jesus, Vicky.
Yeah. And Vicky Taylor's said, like, yeah, ask like, that right now.
Yeah. She's like, it's scary, but like, it's not as scary as it would be if like, I was like Peter Pan flying in the sky. That's Peter Pan, right? Who flies in the sky? It's Peter Pan. Is that right? Make it not nice. Make it not nice.
So now it's breakfast, and Brandy is talking to Dorinda and upstairs, and she's saying that she doesn't think that Jill is over whatever it is that is causing all this drama. And so then, or I guess, yeah, that's what happens. And they're eating pancakes, and Eva joins them. And Jill turns to Eva and she goes, so Dorinda accused me of being thirsty for wanting to sit on your bed and listen to your show. I mean, look, I was just going to sit on the bed and not make any noise. Although if I happen to be like, that's hysterical. And you had to say, sorry, that's my friend Jill Zarin to your national audience. I guess that could happen too. But I wasn't planning on that.
And Eva's like, yeah, I think thirsty is a trigger word for Jill because she's most likely been thirsty. Okay. And then Brandy's like, Jill knows she's thirsty. I mean, she's the thirstiest person I know. And I'm Brandy Glanville. She's thirsty. And Jill's like, okay. Jill's like, look, what do you think my intentions were? Just say it. As long as it's not like, you know, that I'm trying to get on radio, because that was not my intentions. Okay. So if it wasn't that, then say my intentions. Yeah. And Eva's like, it's just radio anyway. Like, you can't see anything. You can't hear anything because I'm on headphones. Like, what are people all pissed off about?
Right. And then Vicky's like, I was just alarmed that you were up so late. Okay. Because, like, you know, like, I don't want you to get to lose your job. And then I have to say, get a job. Okay. I don't want you to sleep through it. So, listen, I don't like all the fighting at night because of the drinking. Like, Psycho Bitch came out last night, like, two or three nights in a row. Like, she came out yesterday morning, too, by the way. I'm talking about Dorinda, if anyone can't figure this out. Camera's eyes are glazing over.
You know, it's just, it's her delivery. It's not that she didn't have the right to feel away. It's the delivery, okay? It's like how she said it, like Peter Pan, you know? It's Peter Pan, right, with the bad delivery. Flying, bad delivery, pizza's always late. And Phaedra's like, so do you think that the housewives have hurt your guys' relationship? And Jill's like, didn't hurt mine. You know, Dorinda has become a monster from being famous. I mean, that's a fact, which I think is true. But Jill, like, these conversations on the show crack me up because it's Jill. She is the thirstiest, you know, and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, God.
Yeah, she's like, you know what? To be honest, I'm a little afraid of Dorinda. She's not predictable, and you don't know where she's going to get, you know, what you're going to get when you open the door. And I think a lot of it has to do with the drinking. And I don't have time. I don't know what time she has. She starts the day. I don't know when she starts drinking. That's what I'm trying to say. I can't get it out of my mouth because I'm scared. I'm so scared. I'm unpredictable. My words are unpredictable. And you know what? She can't let anyone else be bigger, better, or whatever. She said to me last night, you never done anything to support me. First of all, that's not true. When she was let go from the show, I sent a very lovely emoji, okay? Followed by an invitation to have me back on the show, okay? So I have done stuff.
This is the thing. This show's really good at getting you to have a new perspective on people, I think. Because, like, Jill, I'm like, Jill is fine. Like, why are they so mad at Jill? And then Jill's stuff just starts seeping out. Like, she tries to keep it hidden, but the real Jill starts seeping out. So she's like, yeah, you know, she was let go from the show. I texted her. I said, I know how it feels. And then when she said last night about her boyfriend, John, you know, letting the fame go to his head, I'm laughing in my heart, you know, which is really funny because it could be dangerous. Let's face it. But I'm laughing in my heart because I'm thinking the fame didn't go to his head. The fame went to your head, Dorinda. That's where the fame went. Okay, but it went to his head too, you know. But
yeah,
as we go, Jill starts showing a little more, like once we start finding out the truth of all this Jill and Dorinda stuff, which I love. So now it's 10:15. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah. By the way, I love the Jill. I think the Jill and Dorinda relationship is like very, very fascinating in terms of what it means to be friends with, like what it looks like to have people who are friends, who are on a reality show, one took over another one's spot more or less. Now they're both off the show. I think it's a really fascinating dynamic.
Yeah. So it's 10:15 and Eva is in Dorinda's room and she just goes to check on her basically. And Dorinda's like, all right, you know what, shut the door. Because you know what, I feel like you have become the voice of reason. So you know what, talk very quietly, reason. And Eva's like, yeah, you know, it's just, I don't like them having a conversation in someone's house about somebody. Like, that's not cool. And she's like, listen, that's a lot. And there's a lot of people here, and I'm doing my best. was that fun? And then we cupcakes. Do you remember the cupcake? It was a cupcake buffet. And you know what? Maybe I shouldn't give it to you. And maybe that's a problem. And maybe you can't tell I'm crying right now because I don't have fucking mascara like fucking Jill Zarin. Thirsty. Thirsty Jill with her mascara. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah, and Eva's like, well, I think that Jill, I think Jill needs to come in and say what she's mad about that she hasn't gotten over, that she resents. And Dorinda's like, well, I'm sorry I didn't let you film with me 5 years ago. I mean, every year she tries to insert herself to try to be back on the show. And, like, she's mad at me about filming because I was filming. I didn't talk back to her. But, like, when I'm filming, I don't think about anything other than what I'm doing tonight. I mean, she understands that. I mean, obviously, like, there's clearly a, like, Dorinda was blowing off Jill hardcore. That's basically what that is. And she's, like, saying, you know, it's a little kindergartner for me, you know? Like, she knows I'm a good friend. I may not be the best friend to her, but this went more wrong for her than for me in my eyes, okay? That's what I gotta say about it.
Yeah, but it's also what Jill was doing, because, you know, like, Dorinda's blowing her off, but Jill is that person who's constantly trying to take what you have or, like, to get a part of it to make herself famous. Like, you're not on the show. Stop calling everybody on the show to try and get shooting times on the show. Stop. It's just so fucking her. And that's why Dorinda was freaking out that she was trying to get, like, a little time on Eva's show. It's like she's always just trying. She's always talking about how much she gives. She gives to everybody. All she does is
conditional.
Give. But it's people like give. That, yeah, give so that they can ask for shit from you and ask for favors from you. You know?
And Dorinda does not like users. Dorinda does not like someone who is. I think that Dorinda is very suspicious of transactional relationships. And I think that probably Jill sparks that in her. Like, she senses that from Jill. I mean, and Jill is thirsty. Like, she wants to be on the show. I actually appreciated that later in the episode, that she just is basically open about, like, I want to be back on the show, you know? Like, at least she's honest about it. But Dorinda has, I think, no respect for that, for someone who's like that.
So now they're getting ready to go into town, and Tamara and Vicky are in their room, and Tamara's like, yeah, I think it's a really good idea to get out of menopause manner.
Yeah, that's a good twist on it. Yeah. And then Eva just starts bleeding because she, like, broke a nail. So then Dorinda comes in with the first aid kit. She's like, look what I could. Listen, is there anything I can't do? A great nurse, a great lover, a great person who doesn't try to bombard someone on their own radio show. Is there anything I can't do?
So they go to lunch at this little cute place, and Dorinda's like, you know what, today we're drinking in the daytime, because let's face it, we're still a little tentative. Dorinda, your guests are terrified.
Okay? And also, you've been drinking in the daytime all week long.
So Phaedra's like, yeah, this probably isn't going to go well. And Tamara's like, yeah, I'm not a good drinker. Something Brandy and I have in common. And Brandy's like, oh my god, Tamara's so fun.
So that they all get put into an alley, a long table in the alley, and Phaedra's like, oh, it's nice to get out of the house, even though we're in an alleyway right now. So Brandy's like, okay, I got a question, just, you know, a fun little question. When was the last time you were in love? And everyone's like, whoa, Brandy, we're so impressed that you did not ask, like, an invasive, confrontational question. Thank you so much.
And Phaedra's like, well, I think I'm in love now. And they're like, woo, yeah, woo, woo. And they ask how she met him. And she's like, well, I can't tell you that. Not on this camera. So she says, I'm a Scorpio, honey. I'm very private. And she talks about how being a public figure is difficult because you don't know who's there to try and use you. Mm-hmm. And Jill's like, Brandy, are you open if I try to find somebody for you? Because that's what I do. Listen, I want people to be happy. If I can find you success, I can ask you for favors later from your successful man that I have not really had that much access to. So do I have your permission to basically sell you off?
Yeah. She's like, I just want someone who can just push me around in a wheelchair when I'm older. So Vicky starts talking about how, like, all of her friends from home are all still married to the same man. And someone thinks Dorinda's, someone says, like, oh, in Orange County. She's like, no, in Chicago. And they talk about how in Orange County, like, you know, there's, like, everyone's on their third or fourth marriage over there. And Dorinda's like, well, why don't you date someone outside of Orange County? Like, why don't you date outside of that? She's like, I haven't had the opportunity. I mean, Steve dumped me a week ago. It was a week ago. I've been dumped. So then they're like, stop, Vicky, stop acting like, stop like leaning into this, that you were dumped, you're a victim.
And Tamara goes, you might have been his fourth wife. She's like, well, you know, in defense of Steve, I could have been married more too. You know, like there were plenty of times I could have been married in between times. So it's really not that much. Four times. And Tamara's like, yeah, I think it's Stella Brooks. Yeah. And Pastor, that's fucking Tamara for you. Always coming in to like slide a knife in, you know?
Yeah. You're Stella Brooks, don't you, Becca? You're Stella.
And she's like, no, Brooks, no. Well, okay, there is still chemistry there. Just, yeah, she loved that sexual chemistry.
She went from banging hams all the time for 13 months to nuts sex. I mean, she would talk about his penis all the time. You will ever wonder why I need to get baptized? You hear enough of those stories, you just need to throw yourself into a pool sometimes.
Yeah, and Brandy's like, oh my god, Vicky's a freak. Like, Brooks was a bad guy, but like, he was giving her good D. So Phaedra asked if he was attractive, and Brandy goes, oh, ew, no, he was not good looking. And they all start cracking up, and Vicky's just like, okay, you know what? I'm done. That's it. But we're done.
Yeah, so then they go back. They go back to the Bluestone Manor to go hang out by the pool. And so Jill calls her mom Gloria, who we have not heard from in years. And Jill is like, "So, Mom, Dorinda kind of picked a fight with me over nothing and wouldn't let it go. And I literally went into a panic attack." And Gloria's like, "Did she apologize?" Jill's like, "Apologize? Absolutely not." She's like, "Well, I really hope to God I never run into her. She would have an extraordinarily bad day. Extraordinarily."
All right, Mom, my friend just came to spend time with me, Mom. Gotta go. She's like, call me tomorrow and tell me what's going on. I need to know every single thing that's going on. By the way, tell Eva if she does another radio show, she could put me on the time face right next to her face so I could just watch. I won't say anything at all.
Did you tell Eva that your sister Lisa has a radio show in Westport, Connecticut? Because she does. They could get together. Maybe they could do a show together. I think that would be lovely. They'd have an extraordinarily lovely time.
So she gets off and everyone starts gathering. And Marco brings Jill a big bouquet of flowers. And she's like, oh my God, you're kidding me. Did Zerventa send me these? And they all start laughing. They're like, no, it was Gary. And the card is like, Jill, don't let the others get you down in blue. Know that whatever happens, your family and friends are here for you. Which I love, right after a Brooks conversation, we get a Gary the creepy rhymer. You know, yeah. Like Brooks.
And she's like, oh my God, I could cry. I could cry right now that Gary sent me these flowers and I didn't ask him to do it whatsoever. Wow. Hey, everyone, look at what Gary sent. Look at what Gary, Taylor, look at what Gary sent. Look, Brandy. Flowers from Gary. Gary flowers. Look at this. Everyone, look, there's an apple too.
And Gary has topped the flowers with an apple on a stick. And Brandy's like, oh my God, you finally got your apple back. From the only person thirstier than you, the person thirsty enough to date you. Wow, that's so sweet. Yeah. And Brandy's like, wow, Gary really knows where his BJs are buttered.
I mean, if you want a BJ, just talk about New York Housewives. BJ. Bing. So then Eva's like, so Jill, do you want to be back on that show? And Brandy's like, yes, she does. And Jill's like, you know what I want to be? I want to be a friend on the show, okay? Because if you're a friend, you're not a drama story. You're a support. The show is all, you know, is all in. And I love this. I would love to do a two-week thing with a group of girls, you know, and be real. You know, certain girls maybe from the show, if they were there, I would not have come. It isn't worth it, okay? But I would love to go back to the show, which... You know, it's kind of funny because you can sort of see the hope and the optimism in Jill's eyes. You know, here she is filming something on Peacock, you know, dropping these, not even hints, just saying she wants to be back on the show. And she's like, you know, in her head, she's thinking there's a chance, like she does well here. She might go back to Roni without realizing.
I think she's going to go back.
Do you think to Roni or the Roni legacy?
Well, yeah, to legacy.
Well, I was going to say, the funny part is her not realizing what we now know, which is that Roni is basically getting rebuilt from the bottom up. So, like, there is no Roni for her to go back to.
there's legacy, and I think she's going to be on that. But yeah, she's saying like, oh, I would love to just be a friend, which is crazy because, you know, if they offered her a friend before she got fired, she would have been like, hell no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be a fucking friend. And there's nobody on the show that they could put on that she would not film with. I'm like, Jill, come on, Jill. So then Brandy, who's wearing a hat that's like Tamara's evil eye, which I thought was funny.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Except I think hers was made out of like bejeweled things. Mm-hmm. They start talking about Eva. They've talked to, I don't know, whatever. So Brandy's like, yeah, Jill doesn't like confrontation. Like, she feels like if she's friends with Dorinda, like Dorinda's only on pause and that'll get her on the show. And that's why she's trying to be friends with Dorinda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably a fair theory. So anyway. Yeah. Dorinda's like, guys, we're going to go to the Red Lion Inn tonight because I used to wait tables there. Okay, so we're going to go. So, but first they're going to swim. They're going to swim, and Dorinda's like very adamant that they go swimming because she's like, I hated the pool for these bitches. I haven't heated this pool for years. Okay, so bask in it. There's dollars in this pool. I don't like swimming in warm water, though, by the way. Pool should be cold. Pool must be very, very cold.
Is that why you haven't gone in? Oh, I guess she didn't say she hasn't gone in. She just says she hasn't heated it. So let's see. So then they all get ready for dinner and put on their, you know, Chanel, can't help it. And Dorinda spraying herself. Wow, Dorinda must be pretty strong smelling because that's a lot of spray. It's like, yeah. Chanel there. I was like, are you cleaning your ears with that shit? Girl, put it down.
So they get to the Red Lion Inn, and Dorinda's like, I gotta tell you, fall is coming. Fall is coming. Can you feel it? So Eva basically is like, well, what does one get as a traditional New England dinner? So Dorinda starts like, she's like, well, I'll show you. So she steps into like waitress mode, and she's like, I'm going to be a waitress for you right now.
Yeah, she's like, I'm Dorinda. I'll be your server, even though I'm only 4 years old. But that's when I started working, because I'm a hard worker. My family believes in working. Where are you from, big boy? Los Angeles, how wonderful. We have a chowder with heavy cream. I don't know if you're lactose intolerant, because you're from Los Angeles. That was a joke, but it's also truth. Truth in comedy. All right, you might notice at the bottom of the check, it says 18% for parties of 8 or more, or less, really, if I feel like it. And if you don't want to do that, you can back it the fuck up and get the fuck out of the Red Lion Inn, because you ain't coming here another time, you flaky fucking LA piece of shit.
And then everyone claps, and Jill's like, you know, I'm not surprised that Dorinda was a worker like I was. I think all of us probably, you know, worked a lot because there's a reason why we're all successful. And of course, by we are all successful, you know, we all got fired from the same show, and here we are picking up the scraps.
And Phaedra's like, I got fired from every job I had when I was young. Because she couldn't take orders. And then the waiter comes, and Dorinda's like, is the blue cheese dressing still homemade? And he's like, ma'am, there's no blue cheese here. She's like, why?
So then Brandy's like, Vicky, I have a question. Remember the rumors when I watched the shows and you had like a threesome or something like that? Like, so what's up with that? And Phaedra's like, Brandy's delivery is not always appropriate. It's no Uber Eats, honey.
Brandy's like, where did that rumor come from? So Vicky's like, okay, listen, it was my sister and Lori Waring, okay? We were sharing a room in New Orleans, and, like, she had a pull-out couch, my sister and I, and Lori went off the rails thinking that I was having a threesome. And Brandy's like, with your sister? Ew!
Yeah. And then, so they go inside, and Dorinda's like, people come from far and near to see this dining room. It was built in 1773. And Tamara's like,
Dorinda thinks she knows. She goes, this is built in tell us, host. This was built in 1860. He's like, 1773. It was close. You know, I was within 70 years, so that was good.
The point is, it was from before Law and Order was on the air. So Tamara's like, it's very old. Everything's old. Everything's old. It's like death. It's crazy. I like the idea that Tamara has like never been to a place that's not like a strip mall. she's just like so horrified by being in these houses that are from like, you know, the 1800s.
Yes, everyone from Orange County. He's only used to history of, like, you know, since they've lived there.
Since 1992. You know? Yeah. Because like, everything in Orange County is like established in 2007.
Yeah. So let's see. Vicky's like, okay, where can we go to whip it up? Because that's what I want to know. You know, it's a little stuffy. Ah, don't. Yeah. I want to go whip it up. Whip it up. I'm like, Vicky.
Dorinda's like, it's not stuffy. Dorinda gets so mad when she gets like very protective over New England. So she's like, it's not stuffy. I mean, it's New England. I mean, what am I supposed to do here? It's not. She goes, No, listen, I love it. I just want to know where, like, yeah, I just want to move it like a little bit more like this way, like the whoop it up side, like get a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want this old place to get a job and whoop it up. That's all.
And Vicky's like, oh my God, where's the fun bus? I will drive the fun bus. Where's the fun? So Dorinda's like, okay, you know what? I have a question other than, is Vicky going through menopause currently and on meth at the same time? We'll answer that one later. Okay, so we're all here and we're all reality star. Okay, ex-reality star. Okay, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Okay, maybe future Nobel Peace Prize winners. What was the most disappointing part of being a star? Okay, I'll start. So to me, what kind of game is this where you just ask yourself a question and then have a monologue after?
I know. She goes, you know what? For me, it was being put on pause. And I said to Andy at the time, if it was not going to change the outcome, I don't want to hear why, okay? Because I'm not interested, because I know my work. I know my dedication. I think you guys see my dedication here. I'm in it. I'm exhausted. I don't even take naps. I've actually never taken a nap before, okay? Which is funny because she literally had a monologue 3 episodes ago being like, there's something about this house where at 4 o'clock we all take naps.
Just like, really? Everyone who watches Roni knows that Dorinda takes naps every day so she can make it through dinner. Okay. Which is true. That's like Dorinda's plot line. But also, Dorinda, you didn't ask why you were put on pause because you were a freaking drunk, angry, mean, horrible person. That's why. And you're just doing the same thing. So if they didn't tell you why, how are you going to learn? I don't think you can learn if you're a good real housewife. I don't think you can learn.
Well, so, and then she also draws a line between, like, nap distinctions, because they're like, well, Dorinda, you do nap. She goes, well, Vicky's nap was for avoiding. Mine was for refueling, okay? And I'm going to nap. So those naps don't count. So then she's like, I'll nap when you guys leave on Saturday. And Vicky's like, wait, we're leaving on Saturday? I thought we were leaving on Thursday. It's a long time. She goes, well, why did you sign up for it? She goes, because I did.
Yeah, she says, yeah, you know, that's what I did. Like, what do you want? And Ava's like, do you not want to be here or what? She goes, it's just a long time. And she's like, I want to see my grandchildren. Yeah. And she's like, I'm just not used to being with 8 women in 8 days. You know, I'm used to being around my son-in-law, who's just crazy. He loves to walk around shirtless and do talks on TikTok or something and, you know, called people seed oil eaters.
No, what happened?
He does these things where he, like, talks to people. I don't know. I guess it's on Instagram. I'll just say Instagram, even though I don't know. But they ask him questions. And they do this, like, warrior diet now where they only eat, like, livers and gullets or something of animals. Like, that's their thing. And he's kind of a conspiracy, crazy, alt-right type, you know? And so he just holds his phone up while he's walking around shirtless. And they asked him, hey, what do you think of all the people who hate you on Reddit? And he's like, well, you know, I don't care what they think. Bunch of seed oils.
Seed oils?
I was like, what is this? So I had to read all the comments. Like, and people are like, is he saying seagulls? Because he's like, bunch of seagulls. Seagull. I forgot the term. But it turns out it was seed oils because he's saying that people are ruining rainforests by producing seeds and, like, flaky vegans, I guess.
Oh, so now he's concerned about the rainforest, this guy?
I don't know. The guy's just so fucking loony, too. Like, he took the trajectory you think he would have taken, right? Just crazier and fucking crazier.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to end up on one of these fucking shows, you know, like going crazy on the whole, like just going crazy and snapping or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, he already yelled at an elder for putting her feet up on the sofa. So how about that? That's like, to me, case closed right there.
Yeah.
So then, Dorinda's basically saying like that Vicky seems like she's been a little depressed, and she's like, I'm doing my best. I'm not in a happy place. I'm in an old, stuffy place, old corner of America that probably should have been burned down a long time ago. And Dorinda's like, listen, stop being the victim. You're the victim.
I'm not a victim. Yes, you're my victim. And Taylor's like, this is not you, Vicky. And Vicky goes, I'm a positive bitch. And Dorinda's like, okay, the first thing you say when you come to my house is, I'm in a bad place. You know what? We don't want to hear it. And then the next day you go to urgent care. Urgent care. Okay, it's not a gunshot wound. Okay. And then what, you got a steroid shot?
And Eva's like, but then after the steroid shot, she's actually been good. And Vicky's like, I have never before, ever in my life, slept in the middle of the day, which also I believe is a lie. So Dorinda's like, she's like, I think you're a little slow to warm up. We need to be present. We need to know you. And she's like, don't talk to me that way. And Phaedra's like, but in defense of Vicky, is she whooping it up? No. But she's wooing a little. There's a little woo. Maybe a woo.
There's a progression. There's a progression in the woo.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And Taylor's like, oh, and the thing with Jill? And Dorinda's like, yeah, Eva was trying to work. And you just kept on it. And you know what? I brought someone to strip for us. The most beautiful night. We were outside. There was a mannequin who looked like the painting in my room. I mean, what more could I do? And Eva's like, I think this is about something bigger. Yeah, it's bigger. And then she stands up. She goes, yeah, it's bigger. When you came with Luann to film a scene, I was told by my producer, you have to film this scene with Ramona. And I'm like, listen, I'm working. You remember working, right, Jill? 8 years ago, that's when Jill worked. Like this, yeah. Okay. If you had finished that conversation with Andy Cohen, you might have gotten to the part where he explained that this is exactly why you were fired. Okay.
Yeah. So Jill's like, don't try to put me in my place. You know, my mother, Gloria, she said you'll have an extraordinarily bad day if you ever encounter her. So I would cool your jets there. So Dorinda's like, she's like, the producers had me finish with Ramona, okay? Which I don't even know what that means. Jill's like, you know what? I think you were drinking a lot that night when you fought with Ramona. I think you were drinking a lot that night. And then we see they're talking about that crazy Halloween party they went to like 2 years ago. And Dorinda's like, you know what the strange thing was? There was no tequila. And Jill's like, okay, I saw you with my own eyes.
Okay. First of all, how Dorinda describes this is, you remember working, right? I was working with Ramona that night. And they show the clip, and it's when she is just ripping Ramona apart. Like, in front of the whole table, there's all these people there. It's not just the housewives.
Yeah.
And she's wasted, and she is just eviscerating this chick, right? Yeah. And which, you know, it's Ramona, so it's not that I felt sorry for her, but that's Dorinda, like, I was working. Like, she's inside the actor's studio. No, yeah. You were being horrible. You were being awful. And that was one of the reasons, I think, that scene and the Tinsley scenes were just so gross that whole season. And then what she didn't like, I think, was because Jill was like, oh, God, have another drink, Dorinda, in that scene. She was commenting that Dorinda was obviously wasted. So Dorinda is the one.
And that was the thing that caused Dorinda to yell at Ramona in that scene, was that Ramona was like, you know what? You've had a little bit too much to drink, okay? And then Dorinda was like, yeah! So now here she is, Dorinda's claiming she didn't even drink at all that night. And then Jill's like, watch the episode. And they show a clip of Dorinda holding a glass saying, I think I'm going to get another drink.
And let me tell you something. I was on a show that you're no longer on, which, I mean, neither are you. And I have a job to do. And Jill's like, yeah, and maybe there's a reason you're not on it anymore, Dorinda. She goes, oh, I'm on pause. She goes, oh, really? I don't think so. Oh, well, who cares? Thirsty. You're thirsty. Okay, you are thirsty. And Jill goes, you know what? Have a drink with that word thirsty. Okay, don't call me thirsty, honey. Okay, Ma, now's your cue. All right, she can't really hear me, but she's behind the old blue cheese stand with the baseball bat. Okay? Just trust me.
You know, the truth is that I haven't been with Dorinda a lot over the past few years. You know, all I really know of her is just from what I watch on TV. And she self-destructs, you know? I don't know why she does it, but I don't know why people drink, because I don't drink. So therefore, I'm just going to shame people who drink all night long. That's kind of my thing. So Dorinda's like, you know what, Jill? Last night, you ruined the whole night for us. You did because it was a beautiful night. And you should have turned it up and had fun. And you were hysterical over what? What were you over hysterical? It was like histrionics, which I always think is funny when people are accusing people of blowing up and having histrionics while they're actively doing the same thing as they say it. And Jill's like,
yes. And Jill was not Jill did not ruin the night. You did. You ruined the night again by screaming at your guests again for no reason. Jill said, oh, can I just go on the bed? And Eva said, no. The end. Like, it was not a big deal. You did this.
So then Jill's like, I don't have to defend myself for you to try to make me feel bad about this. And she's like, okay, histrionic. She's like, look, you want to be known as the hostess with the mostest. And so Dorinda just starts going, jealous.
Thirsty, jealous. Jealous, thirsty. That's what you are. You're thirsty, jealous. And Brandy's like, okay, I have to say something, okay? Now, you came into Phaedra's room and dropped a bomb about Bobby's funeral. And Dorinda goes, who's Bobby's funeral? Brandy goes, Bobby? Her husband? She goes, oh yeah. I said the day after you were talking about Gary. Is that true or is that not true, Jill?
She goes, well, whether it was true or not, I don't think it's a nice thing to say. And you know what else is not a nice thing to say? These napkins. They don't say Jill and Allie on it. That's not nice.
But you were saying Gary's a very nice guy. You know what? Live by your truth, Jill. And Brandy's like, well, okay, you both said nasty shit. She goes, yeah. I didn't even talk to you the day of the funeral, okay? You know, we were filming it because you made us film. And Jill's like, what? I didn't even know anybody was there. Which,
This is where Jill loses it. Jill was actually doing, Jill, I would say, was doing just fine.
This is where the real Jill Shady, please stand up. Thank you.
Jill kind of crashes her car at this point. She was doing so well this entire show. And Tamara goes, no,
you can't steal that, bitches.
Yeah, and Dorinda's like, you called them. And Tamara's like, you know what? You have to add that. What did she say? I don't even know what I wrote.
Yeah, she said, you have to sign releases. You can't say you don't know about the cameras because you have to sign releases. So what happened there, bitches?
So right. And then Jill's like, no, she's like, Bethany brought the cameras. I didn't know that she was mic'd, and that's the truth. I'm like, no, Jill, your audio was mic'd audio. That was not Bethany's audio picking up your audio. Like, you were fully mic'd. So
there were also cameras everywhere and boom mics. Like, what are you talking about? Well, so then, actually, now that I remember it, I guess they were showing it from far away.
There may have been boom mics, actually.
To insinuate that they tricked her by filming at Bobby's funeral is such a lie. So Dorinda's like, no, Bethany said you called it a film. And she goes, oh, you know what? You're just making shit up as you go along, okay? Call her up right now and ask her. Also, let me talk to her. I love her. Yeah. You know what? We're friends again. You know that, right, everybody? We've talked.
And Dorinda's like, I would never do that to her. She's like, okay, then call a producer. Call Andy Cohen then. I'm sure he would love to speak to us. Then we can speak to him. Like, I don't know. Like, we could have a moment. And so then we see a flashback of the reunion when this happened. And Andy is saying that the reason why they were at the funeral is because Jill had reached out to production to film it. So
Reach out to Andy Cohen. He's like, actually, Jill forced us. My gun to come to the funeral.
So, you know, Bravo hates when they are being accused of being the liars. I mean, look what happened to Luke. When Luke outed the producers as like trying to like do that, say whatever it was to Hannah about let's go off to vacation, whatever. Remember, the producers yanked him off the reunion and told him, like, actually, you're supposed to say this. And then Luke's role the next season was minimized. And then now he's just off Summer House. By the way, RIP Luke on Summer House. So now the producers are confronting Jill and they're like, so we have emails that say that you from your assistant would love, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to see them. And that's not my assistant, by the way.
Well, the emails say that Jill would love to invite Bravo to the funeral.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have them from me? Do you have emails from me, from my email address?
They're from your old assistant.
Oh, and don't you think that's odd that I wasn't CC'd on it? Because never in a million years would I invite Bravo into the funeral. Outside, sure. Sure. Inside, never. Oh, my God.
There's her thing. She's like, She's gonna that's gonna be her technicality. She's like, I never said that the cameras could come inside the funeral. Outside. Yeah, they can come outside. I just never said inside.
It's the same thing, Jill. It's you're at the funeral. You invited fucking TV cameras of a show that you're not on so you could have a scene at your own. I mean, that's terrible, Jill. That is just terrible. And I love that she's making it like, oh, it's this big conspiracy that everybody's sending fake emails from fake accounts to make Jill look bad. Like, come on, Jill.
Yes. Please. So Tamara thinks that she can, like, make a moment. So she goes, you know what, you guys? Because you both lost your husbands, is that something to bond over? I think that she was thinking this was going to create an emotional, wonderful moment, but she doesn't really understand how it works on Roni. And Brandy just looks and is like, this is about the show. It's not about the husbands.
Yeah, and Jill's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with that. Okay, look, Dorinda, I don't want to fight with you, okay? I was a guest in your home. I know better, and I'm sorry. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And then so Dorinda does that thing. She's just, like, cut somebody up and left them gutted on the floor. And she's like, yes. All right, but we've been friends for such a long time. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculousness. It's ridiculousness. And Phaedra's like, where? Where is he? I've missed him.
Oh, God. it took me a moment there. Yeah, this is, and so then they hug and they kiss. And,
on the lips. They do a big, long lip kiss. Yeah.
And Jill's like, you know what? I hate fighting with someone who's drunk. That's why I don't drink. You know, that's why I don't understand people who drink. You know, people who drink, I don't get it. Like, but people who drink, you know? So I don't want to fight with someone who's drunk. And so I'll do anything just to end this. So
Tamara's like, I want to have a threesome now. Shut up, Tamara. Like, bringing in nothing. So then they're all happy. And then
it feels like the episode's gonna be over. You're like,
right.
Oh.
It feels like, okay, there was a fight. Now they made up. Okay, so everyone's just cheered. And then Taylor crawls over the table and goes, Brandy, I've wanted to talk to you about something that happened in season 2 of Beverly Hills. And Brandy's like, oh my God, what was that, like 9 years ago? Come on. Just your very first year. Do you regret the fact that you outed that Adrian used a surrogate when she wasn't ready to tell her children? Shut up, Taylor.
I know. Wait, was that season? I thought it was season 3, but I guess maybe it was season 2. Yeah, I guess it was season 2. It doesn't matter. So Taylor goes,
fucking Taylor, Adrian is still not going to let you or be the godfather to your child, okay? Stop trying to get handouts from Adrian, Taylor.
I know. She's like, she tells us, that to me was unforgivable. It was not Brandy's place, as it so often is not Brandy's place to say things about other people that have nothing to do with her. So then she's, now Taylor's on one because she's a little drunk. She's like, did you feel like it was your job to tell the whole world that a mother about a mother's choice about how to have a baby? Did you feel like it was your job? And then,
and she's waving her finger in Brandy's face and crawling over the table, right? And so Brandy's like, watch your fingers, watch the fingers. And Tamara's like, oh my God, come on. And she's just, no, I'm not done yet. This is something I'm not going to let go of because she hurt a family and it had nothing to do with her. You told everyone Adrian was the mother, godmother of your children. You were outed for lying. And so you asked her on camera to pressure her and she still said no, Taylor. Stop. Mm. This is pathetic. It's even pathetic being 9 years old.
Yeah. So I like that sort of sounds like it's pathetic. It's like as pathetic as being a 9 year old person. Like it's even pathetic being 9 years old.
It's so still as pathetic 9 years later as it was the day that this trash was born.
Brandy's basically like, but everyone in Beverly Hills knew. Vicky's like, but the world didn't know. The world didn't know. And guess what? Actually, the world not only didn't know, the world didn't care, and the world actually never did really care about that. But whatever. So Jill's like, don't raise your voice, everyone. Don't raise your voice. So Vicky says that her mindset is that, like, whatever happened in the past is in the past, because otherwise she and Tamara could go back and forth over all the things that Tamara did to wrong her. Oh, and that I also wronged Tamara, but mainly that she did to wrong me, basically.
Right. And Brandy's like, yeah, but like when you're on a reality show, like you guys know, you have to put everything out there, you know, and people are going to find out about it. And like me and Adrian are cool now, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is that, like, they're fine. So then you know, Taylor is just saying that she, Taylor basically has years of pent up anger that she's unleashing now. And she's like, you know what? In season one, when all the classy ladies were there, we all would. Brandy, I'm not finished. You come on and you stir the pot and you're just a little cinnamon stick. Just bear with me. I'm going to take this as far as I can. You're a cinnamon stick in an actually successful pot of water.
And everyone's just staring at her. Like, even Vicky's like, what the hell? I was trying to stand up for her, but. And Tamara's like, what? What the fuck is a cinnamon? What?
By the way, wouldn't that be a nice. I mean, I feel like if you have a successful pot of water, I feel like a cinnamon stick would be lovely.
Right? When did cinnamon ever hurt anything? That's my question.
In an actually successful pot of water.
Also, it's funny because people add cinnamon to make something more interesting. Like, yeah. If anyone's adding cinnamon to your water, it's because it's too plain and boring, lady. Okay. Yeah,
the cereal's not called Toast Crunch. It's called Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So Tamara's like, yeah, what the fuck is cinnamon? And Eva says, what is an unsuccessful pot of water? Let's start there.
So then Taylor makes this metaphor even more strange. She goes, You jumped into the water on top of a building,
which was the successful, six successful ones of us.
So in summary, there is a pot of successful water on a building that was built by the people who also made the water. And then you climbed up. You were a cinnamon stick with human powers to climb, and you climbed up a building and jumped into an actual successful pot of water on top of a successful building. Thank you very much.
Brandy just starts cracking up, and she goes, okay, you know, if I jump across the table, it's not gonna be cute. And Eva's trying to, like, pretend to hold her back, and she's like, no, listen to me, I'm not finished now. And she tells us she has all these unresolved issues, and she's not gonna let Brandy just sweet talk her into saying sorry, you know, saying sorry once, and then she's supposed to let everything go. And she's like, there is a lot more that we need to talk about. And she goes, ask everyone here how many Critics Choice Awards they've won. And Brandy goes, I'm sorry, for what are you talking about? She goes, reality television, because we are the only ones that ever won that.
And then Pedro goes, what did you just say? This is just silly and petty. So Brandy's like, oh my god, you're just like Jill and Dorinda right now. And Dorinda's like, Jill and Dorinda, you better back that shit up right now. She's like, no, just like, you guys are like obsessed with how much people like you. You go on every single show that you can possibly go on. You show up wherever you can, at a one night stand, so don't do that to me.
You guys are like, I'm more popular than you are. And Taylor's like, the fact is, you say the original Housewives of Beverly Hills were not good. She goes, that was not me who said that. I did not. And she goes, you went, ha, 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 ha. Brandy's like, no, I said successful. I said you weren't successful. Yeah, were you successful? Was your husband successful? I was like, oh, my God.
Well, she goes, because your husband, and then they just sort of cut off the audio. They dropped the audio from whatever she said. And,
oh, my God.
Which is Brandy. Congrats to Brandy for being able to do that twice in your career now, to, like, have whatever you say be so bad that Bravo won't air it. And everyone was like, whoa! I mean, it is, like, it's pretty vile. Like, we have to just assume we know what she said. Like, we have to assume, and this is the old like, you better say what it is, because whatever we assume is going to be much worse. It's the Kyle Richards. But in this case, it really is bad. And everyone.
Well, it's Brandy. I mean, Brandy has, like, this certain talent of just not topping herself, because that's like a high point. Like, lowing herself. Like, what would that be? Like, yeah. Bottoming herself. I don't know what you would call it. But, wow.
Yeah.
Right when you think, wow, we've seen Brandy go as low as she possibly can. Jeez.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really gross. And she was doing so well. And then, you know, and Phaedra's like, well, anyone who throws a rock at Brandy should expect 5 bullets to come back. And it's like, yes, but also, like, maybe we should have some gun control, okay? So Eva's like, she's like, wow, you guys don't play like I play. So she just sort of walks out. And Brandy's like, no, I just mean, like, you know, was it a successful season? It wasn't successful. Was it successful? I don't think it was successful. That's all I'm saying. She now tries to like back up as if it was like a semantics thing. It wasn't like making fun of Russell dying by suicide.
God. So Eva's like, I can't be around that. That is just disgusting, you know? And so Vicky's like, take it back. Take it back. Take it back right now. Jordan's like, you just said that? Why would you say that? She's like, she came after me. She's like, yeah, but you can't do that, Brandy. And Taylor's like, I came at you about your actions. Shut the fuck up. Listen to your own words.
Yeah, she's like, listen to me. And Brandy's like, okay, I'm going to walk away because I'm about to get kind of... She, like, doesn't finish her sentence. And then and Taylor's like, I am trying to help you, Brandy. She's like, well, this isn't helping. So, and she's like, well, maybe if you listen, it will. So Jill's like, you know, Brandy's a low blow girl. You know, just don't go there with her. If it just happened, I get it. But this stuff is so old, you know? And also, she drinks. So you know what I say about people who drink? Don't understand it. Don't get it. Don't talk to them. That's what I say.
Yeah. So then Jill goes to Brandy. So Brandy's like at the bar or whatever. She walks off. So she walks off with Brandy. So Brandy's like, well, I'm sorry, but like, if you come at me, like with your fingers on my face, I'm going to say something. And now Phaedra's there. And Brandy's like, she's saying I'm like saying stuff, but I'm not saying stuff. I mean, I'm friends with Kyle, Kim, Brenna. Like, where are you? Like, what the hell? Like, I've never said a bad word about the girls. Yeah, right.
And,
you know, like, I'm sorry she went low. I'm sorry I went low, but she said that like, they weren't successful. Like, that's just not true.
Yeah, but I don't think like the outcome of Russell is that's like an indication of whether a Bravo TV series is successful, and they shouldn't really be linked. And so Jill's like, well, would you take it back if you could? Brandy's like, no. Okay. God. And so yeah, she's like, I'm sick of being the bad guy for people who have like no problem with me, really. Like I don't get that at all. I'm like, well, you wouldn't be the bad guy if you don't like, if you don't say things that are just incredibly vile and disrespectful.
I know,
because
that's the
life.
Thing with her, like, she's right in so many ways, like in so
always.
Many situations.
Yeah, she's
almost right.
Always right. Yeah.
And in this situation with Taylor, she's right. Like, Taylor's bringing up all the shit. I mean, yes, that was kind of shitty to do. We can get into a whole discussion on why are we shaming surrogacy and everything else from that season. But
thank you.
It was a long time ago, and I'm kind of sick of that being an acceptable storyline. Like, we're going to shame these kids or make them feel like they're less than or whatever for being born of surrogacy, which
Ronnie.
Is pretty fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to go back there, we can. But why are you going back there? You know? And that was a shitty thing to do. Brandy was right until she just goes that extra mile
she
of
loses
just
it.
Being terrible. It's almost like a fear of success, like what would you call it? It's like you're almost there, and then you're almost at the finish line, and then you just, you know, bang yourself in the ankle with a hammer. Like, why?
I think that she's most at ease when people don't like her. I think there's some weird shit going on there. So so Phaedra's like, where's some wealthy women sitting around arguing about somebody told somebody's secret about someone? This is foolishness. She goes, and this is hands down the craziest dinner and the hardest chairs. It's awful. I just teamed up, even with all this cushion.
She's like, even with all this cushion in my butt, I couldn't make these chairs work.
So then Taylor, meanwhile, I love this. Taylor's like, I think it speaks anthologies of who she is. I always love it. Like, it's telling lots of different stories, all as
many
part of one
short
collection.
Stories. Yeah. Many, many, many short stories about who she is. So they are coming back to the table, and Tamara's like, I mean, that's it. About chance. I'm going to have a chance. I mean, not me, but other people. And Vicky's like, I mean, it doesn't affect you, Taylor. It doesn't affect you. So, like, just stop it. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you know what? Don't ever say shit about a husband. You know, you should never go there. You should be gracious. You should be kind. You should be blissful. Okay, which is a word now. Blessful. Be blessful. I love you so much. You know what, Brandy? Listen, what if your son died? And
now,
Eva's like, whoa.
Everyone's like, well, like, and Dorinda was actually doing so well. And then she messed it up because Brandy's actually nodding and saying, okay, she's getting through to Brandy, actually. But then she says, how about if your son died? So then you just know, okay, this is not going to, you know, like, you know, so many people are triggered just by the mere mention of their children, but to mention, and also even in a hypothetical. So everyone's like, no, 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 no. And you know, this is also going to be Brandy's get out of jail free card, because now it, she doesn't have to engage about what she did. She can just use this as something to get mad about and storm away from, which is what she does, you know? So everyone's right. Kind of like, you know, Dorinda's actually, believe it or not, I don't think what Dorinda is saying is that terrible, because she's trying to make Brandy understand the gravity of what she said. Like that, like someone so close. I'm not saying it was like the maybe the nicest analogy, but I don't think she was saying she wasn't saying I want your child to die.
Well, it's the old East Coast analogy fight, right? It's like, here we are back at analogy fighting, you know? Yeah. Like, of course no one wants, but they, why wasn't it just like, Dorinda, that's disgusting. You don't say that in the end, but then it turns into,
or like, choose a better analogy, Dorinda, choose a better analogy. But, you know, yeah, you're right. The East Coast analogies, you know, Jackie with Gia, Marge talking about Hitler.
We'd need Teresa in here to be like, but you didn't say it was analogies. Blink, 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 blink. So it was a gross analogy, but wow, the reaction to it was crazy. I mean, I thought. So Jill's like, you know what? That's just bad karma. And Brandy just cracks her knuckles. And she's like, she tells us, what are you doing, Dorinda? Like, this is not your fight. But then back at the table, she goes, don't you ever talk about my child.
And Dorinda goes, I would never do that. Brandy goes, you just did. She goes, my husband died. Death is terrible. So then Brandy storms off. And Dorinda's like, well, I'm sorry about that. I was like, well, actually, Dorinda apologized the first time. So then Brandy goes over to the bar, and she's like, because she's like all mad. She's like tearing away. And she's like, give me a vodka. No. So Jill's.
I love that for some reason.
Yeah, like, well, because the bartender was like,
give me a vodka now.
So Jill's like, you know what's happening? Dorinda's drinking. That's what happens when people drink. I've been saying it all episode long. Period. Point closed.
And then, at the same time, so Phaedra and Jill are with Brandy now at the bar, and Jill's like, you know, I've said it. And then Jill and Phaedra at the same time go, two wrongs don't make a right. They're like, ha 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 ha. And Phaedra goes, well, you didn't hurt her. She goes, but I want to beat her up. She goes, no, that lady could be your mama. You can't do that. She goes, no, she's only like 5 years older than me. Phaedra goes, for real?
Yeah. It is kind of crazy. So then
they fall over laughing. I had to pause it. I was laughing so hard.
That was hilarious. Then Dorinda comes over and goes, listen, you make a mockery of people dying. And she goes, get a bitch, get out of my face. No, you don't get to say bitch to me. She goes, I'm saying it right now because you referenced my fucking child.
Yeah. Crazy. And but she says, she's like, you do not want this, Dorinda. Yeah. And Phaedra's like dragging her away. And she says that she feels bad for Dorinda because she's like clearly out of control on all levels. And she's like, but she's fucking with a wrong bitch.
But you know, here's the thing though. Brandy can't go around, can't for 10 years say, like, you come at me with this, I'm going to come back at you. Like, you have to be able to take it too when some, you know, like, when you do that. Like, admittedly, she wasn't coming for Dorinda, but like, if you're going to drop a bomb on the table, amongst a table where there are like actually three widows, you're gonna do that, and then someone's gonna come back, someone who's gone through that very real and traumatic pain, and someone's gonna be like, what about that? Have you ever thought about that? And then like, you're gonna get it back. I'm sorry, that's just how I feel. I don't think that Dorinda was, it was maybe a tasteless analogy, but she wasn't wishing death on anyone. I would not have said it myself, but I think Brandy has to be able to take it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it's 2 seconds ago, this fight was about Brandy doing this to somebody else, you know, and now she gets it done to her and she's like, oh my God, like freaking out, you know. Yeah, but that was really gross, Dorinda. Jeez. So then, so Eva goes, what the hell is going on? Because they're screaming and yelling. And Eva's like, what's going on? Dorinda is doing this at her old job. I mean, she's definitely not getting that job again. That's for sure. She's never getting hired here again.
Yeah. And then Taylor's like, well, let's go back and whoop it. And Mickey's like, it's not whoop it. It's whoop it up. God.
And Vicky ends the episode with this classic line. She goes, "This is less like the Berkshires and more like the Berserkshires." Oh, God. Go away. Go back. Go back to Oklahoma, please. Done. Done with you. But the rest of it, wow, fun show.
It's crazy.
I mean, fun and insane, you know?
Yeah, I was like, wow, they are really going there tonight. Wow. Okay, well, we'll have to see where this goes. I mean,
well, you put all those crazies in the same room together, especially the drunk ones, because, I mean, these are three of the most intense drunks this show's ever had. I mean, it's missing Kim Richards, obviously, but you've got the Dorinda, the Brandy, and the Taylor. Mm-hmm. Those are the three biggest drinkers on here. I mean, you put those three on one show, and what do you expect?
Yeah, it goes wild. So fun, or at least fascinating.
I thought it was fun. I mean, I laughed the whole time. Even those dark parts, I was like, they were still funny in the in-between parts of those. You know?
I mean, it was that part was funny. I just felt like I don't feel like the episodes have to be as long as they are. I feel like there's a lot of just sort of stuff that's kind of like, we can make these episodes a little tighter. But well, they always bring it by
considering
the end.
We're Watch What Crappens.
I know.
I think that could...
Well, we're at an hour and 9 minutes, I guess.
Vote Hippocrat.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we never said we weren't that. So so anyway, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday with a whole other new week of recaps and content. And we will catch you there. Bye, everyone.
And bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.